miss me, lucky. You miss me, you miss me.
It's game time, baby.
Ooh.
Let's go. Let's go. Like, subscribe, all that good shit. Here we go.
Here I got a moment of your time. Smoke a little, life's a game of chess. Drugs, guns, Buddha's got me on the run. Let me shine a little light. Can I get a moment of your time?
Let's go, baby!
Smoke a little, life's a game of chess. Drugs, guns, Buddha's got me on the run. Let me shine a little light. A group on the 50s, love my whole city. Got the little ones with me, I ain't going back to prison. House with a yard, I get my own unlocks. I walk my own yard, I'm Figueroa filthy. Where I come from, dog, everybody's filthy. Get your hands dirty with them concrete burpees. Beer runs and licks, my heart was made, dog, with every single brick. Legend in my own, I get my little shine on. Got a house loan, I see a hater smiling with a mouthful. Run with my ninjas, used to gun with my ninjas. Used to split top ramens on the hood with my ninjas. Can I get a moment of your time?
Chili lime,
life's a game of chess. Drugs, Buddha's got me on the run. Let me shine a little light. Can I get a moment of your time? Smoke a little, life's a game of chess. Drugs, guns, Buddha's got me on the run. Let me shine a little light. A 53 Thornton, Johnny's on the corner.
We back, baby.
We back, baby.
Hey, up. We hot boys in here, you know.
Yeah, we back, baby. Looking for some good quality cannabis. I mean, killer quality cannabis. Hit up the folks that I will throw up on this podcast, dog. I don't give a fuck.
You better not.
Hey. Looking for some good quality cannabis? I mean, kill it, quality cannabis. Hit up the folks at Killer Coast. They specialize in bringing the best quality vetiver for OG New Exotic. They got it all, baby.
Killer Kush.
Hit them up on IG at Killer Kush _ 420. Hey, Roulette Printing is our next sponsor. Jesus. Get it together, Lucky. Get You're too together. Excited, bro.
But Jesus.
Baby, Jesus.
Chili lime. Chili lime.
Roulette Printing is our one-stop shop for all your printing projects from start to finish. Roulette Printing will walk you through the printing process and get you the quality prints you need. Conveniently located in the city of Huntington Park off Slauson and Maywood. Please Google and follow all their platforms at Roulette Printing. All right, looking for the best criminal defense attorney in the city of Los Angeles? Look no further. Doug Sherrod is our guy, and he could be your guy as well. Mr. Sherrod used to be a federal prosecutor for district attorney for the city of Los Angeles. He didn't like the unfair politics on that side of the fence, so now he's going to bat for individuals that have been wrongfully accused or just had a bad weekend. You can reach Doug Sherrod at KingKongLawyer.com,
baby.
KingKongLawyer.com. Orange County, stand the fuck up, dog. This is the fucking most solidest clothing brand we got on the platform. Hey, Gutter Phenom is a lifestyle brand that's dedicated to supporting and inspiring individuals who are determined to achieve their dreams. We believe that no matter where you come through and what you've been through, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. Place your order today at Gutter Phenom at gutterphenom.com. Use exclusive code HOODSTOCKS20 to receive 20% off your order today. Peep game. We also sponsored by La Conecta out of Tejas. Homie, Texas, stand the fuck up,
damn,
dog.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Texas, stand the fuck up, dog. You know what I mean? Hey, La Conecta, dog, they did all these air fresheners, bro. Like, this is the homie. Shout out to the homie Danny right here. Hey, peep game, you want to shop La Conecta? Shop La Conecta at shoplaconecta.com. Use Hood Stocks to receive 20% off, all right, motherfuckers? We ain't playing. This is a glorious day right here. This is like a fucking this is like a birthday party. This is just like, this is a family event right here, dog. You know what? I honestly, dog, words can't even explain my excitement for who we have here today, which this man needs no introduction, dog. But hey, peep game, free since yesterday. You know what I mean? Free canine till it's reversed. Hey, baby, till it's backwards. It is now. You know what I mean? Hey, everybody give it up for Maji, my brother, dog. Hoodstock's family, dog. Like, don't play with it. It don't matter how much we fight or what we might go through at times, dog. It doesn't ever affect our brotherhood.
Nah,
you know
fuck
what I mean?
You, Lucky. You know what, dog? I got nah. Fuck
everybody, give him a canine, baby. Let's get it, baby.
K-9, baby.
What's cracking, man? It feels so good to be back, bro. I mean. Yeah, I could taste it. I don't smell like CJ no more, and I could taste the fresh air. Feel good, dog. It feels good to be home, dog. You know, dog. And it's just great, dog. It's crazy because, I mean, every time you go to jail, you say, like, damn, it was an eye-opener, you know? But for reals, this time it was an eye-opener, dog. I fucking lost so much shit and gained so much shit in just that little time that I was locked up. But to be honest with you, though, bro, I felt, like, really comfortable, dog. I felt good. Like, I felt like I needed that shit. Like, I felt, like...
You needed that shit.
Yeah, I felt good, dog. And then not to mention, dog, I felt like, God damn, everybody was like, hey, canine. But we'll get to
that. I want to say this first. I want to say this, and it's something that I know you want to say, too. Jaylene.
Oh, that's my right to die, baby. I love you.
Jaylene. J motherfucking lean, baby.
Hell yeah, baby, I love you.
Shit.
Take me back. Nah. I'm kidding, it's a joke.
Jaylene is a soldier.
But I got a lot of shit to do, dog. I got to prove, you know, and I feel like I'm overwhelmed in a good way and in a bad way because I feel like, damn, bro, like I'm going to keep it real right here, dog. Like, I feel like I have the whole world, like, all eyes on me, like Tupac. And which, like I do care what people think, but at the same time, I kind of don't, you know? I care what my family thinks, and it's fucked up because, you know, Instagram is Instagram, and you post, and people don't really know what's going on, you know? And I just feel like, damn, bro, like I almost lost my mind, bro. I thought I was buff. I thought I was the man and shit, but my kids didn't, fool. My kids looked at me fucking different, and I'm trying to earn back my family's respect. That's what I'm trying to do now, dog, you know? And that's my mission right now. That's goal number one. I have, like, 10 goals written down right now, dog. And I'm going to fucking, one by one, knock them off the list. Feel me?
I want to say this right now. K-9 had his sunglasses on when he first came in here, and I said, nah, keep them off. But check it out, guys. Do you see the different K-9 right now? Take the sunglasses off, bro, because people want to look in your eyes, bro.
But these are friends.
These are different eyes right here, dog. You know what I mean? Like, real shit, dog.
That's
like
the boy, K-9 right there, baby.
Come on, boy.
That's the boy right there. Look
at
him.
Put that up, Rick.
Now, look at you. You fine, too. That's shit.
Look at you.
Shit, hi, boys.
Nah, that's the boy, Bargain. Though. K-9, dog, living his best life right now, dog.
Shit, nah. I was living my best life, but I'm trying to get back on top.
Nah, you on top, baby. This is the K-9 we need.
I'm not on top yet, dog, because until I get my family back.
Nah,
then,
we going, dog. We top, going to the top, me? Dog.
Yeah, we this are gonna go on top. No, right we for here. Sure, we for sure gonna go on the top. But yeah. we gonna take over the world, homie. For sure, dog.
K-9,
we gonna get these numbers
sometimes
up. We gonna do our damn motherfucking thing, dog. But first, I gotta take care of some personal shit for my life to get myself situated in order to take over the world, my boy.
You doing it, my boy? Hey, you in the right direction, dog. You getting back right, getting your family right, getting the pad right. That's the first step in everything, dog. Making sure everything at the pad is correct, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Moving forward with that, you know? You already know. We got you right here, big dog.
No,
you know?
It ain't easy for a gangster, homie. Straight up, dog.
I mean, but sometimes we out here dealing with real shit, dog.
No,
so
shit.
Dealing with what you're dealing with and figuring it out, dog, you know? At least you know why you were busted, dog. You had a real person by your side,
hell
dog.
Yeah,
your lady, dog. Salute to your lady.
And you know what?
100%, dog.
What we were talking about yesterday, not to, like, escape nothing, but I was like, damn. She was like, why all of a sudden you love me? Because I've been loving you, girl, you know? You know I love you, Jay. It's just that damn, bro, I was being a piece of shit. I wasn't in my right mind, and I was pushing everybody away, dog. You know?
You're pushing me away, too, dog.
Fuck you, nigga. You're pushing me away, too, fool.
I love you, too, fool.
But we're good, dog. You know I love you, fool. It's just...
Are you sure?
Just, nah, we're good, fool. But you know what, fool? I have nothing, like, in my chest with you, fool. I love you, dog, you know? And, yeah, fool, we was all fucking up almost,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, but right now I'm talking about me, fool, you know?
Yeah.
And I was pushing my family away, dog. Like, got your fool. And, like, I don't really want to get too much into with this shit because it's an open case still. But my girl, dog, she's a G, my boy, and... It just made me realize, like, damn, dog, I was being a piece of shit, and she could have easily, like, you know, been, you know, but she didn't, bro, you know. And I love you, Jay. And I want my family back.
Love you too, Jay. Take him back. You know what I mean? Give him a chance. You know what? I want to say this. So we were in the public eye, you know what I mean, of our dysfunctional household right here. You know what I mean? And as much as I hate to do it like that, bro, sometimes, and it's embarrassing for me because I make bad decisions sometimes. And sometimes you guys don't understand it in regards to why I might make some bad decisions. And maybe you would have made the same decisions too, you know what I mean? To each his own. And that's not what I'm here to say. What I'm here to say is sometimes, you know, dog, we're a podcast, bro. But we're real dudes that go through real things, you know? And I think that's the uniqueness of Hoodstocks is sometimes being transparent with you guys as much as we can. We can't tell you guys everything. You know, if it's an open case or if it's, you know, like I ain't on parole or probation, so I can be pretty, like, you know, transparent about shit. But, you know, with the other guys, sometimes it's hard when you have other guys that are, you know, might be on parole or probation, federal parole, this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we homies and friends will figure this shit out, dog. And here we are right here, dog. Droops. Canine, I wouldn't have it no other way, guys. Honestly, I promise you that right now. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes things happen for a reason, you know, and it is
it is what it is,
dog. But I just, like, honestly, this week I was able to sleep so much better because me and Rick figured our shit out. We went back and forth. Rick was pissed at me, you know, and this, that,
I was
and the
pissed
other.
At you.
You were pissed at me, you know, and it's all good, dog, because I'd rather take the heat than anyone else take the heat, you know what I mean? And that's cool. I'm cool with that, dog, you know, but at the end of the day, like, we're not going to get into all that other shit, dog, but we're here together right now, dog. Hoodstocks, baby. We're here together right now.
Let's build this shit up. Homie, let's do this.
It happens. Family shit, dog.
This is
family shit, dog. This isn't like honestly, dog, with Rick and Droops, it's family shit.
This is raw, bro. We're giving you our fucking raw life. We're giving you our fucking 100% shit. This shit ain't fucking scripted. This shit ain't fucking fake. We're giving you 100% real, authentic genius, and family shit, you know, you feel me? And just, we're trying to get back on the positive tip, you feel me? And just sometimes, gangsters fuck up, dog, you know?
Yeah,
forgive
players
me, dog.
Fuck up, dog. We lost K-9 to fucking LA County Jail, and we almost lost Droop to the hater world, bro. That's almost like the LA County Jail,
shout
too.
Nah, you know what? Shout out to the hater world. I seen that shit. That shit was tight, dog.
Shout out to the hater world.
Hell yeah, fucking Blue Devil, homie.
He's doing his thing. And, you know, we make jokes around here. Just like he make jokes about how old Lucky is, you know what I mean? Shit. But anyways.
Fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, the dinosaur. Real shit.
Me and Lucky the same age. Shit.
Yeah. You a dinosaur too? Shit, I'm the only one that's...
Fuck you, K-9.
So K-9, yeah. You... Let's get into this right now.
What do you want to start from? Boy, I have so much to say.
So you the day you got arrested.
Okay, so let's start from there?
Yeah.
Okay, so trip out, bro. Let's start from the day before I got arrested.
Yeah.
All right. So the day before I got arrested, bro. No. Actually, the day I got arrested, I had to go do a lead renewals for my certificate because I'm fucking part of the XI program. If any of you know what that is, I know a few of you know who's part of the community. So pretty much, it's we're removing soil that's contaminated with lead, dog, you know, and we're doing our part for the community. And it's going to be a long project, but right now it's kind of slow, and I'm late. I've been laid off for, like, goddamn, like, over 6 months, and I'm trying to get back in. But within those 6 months, bro, I had so much time to myself, and I couldn't keep busy, bro, and I started, you know, just going the other way, you know? And that day, I swear to God, that day, bro, that shit happened, I was like, damn, God, goddamn, bro, fucking, I want to fucking be right. Like, come on, bless me, bro. Like, you know what the fuck I got to do? Help me out.
You feel like you were blessed that day with everything that happened?
Let me
Did
get
it
there.
Help you get there?
It helped me for sure, my boy. That shit was a blessing in disguise. So I was like, as soon as I did a little prayer, bro, I don't even know how to pray. I guess that's my way of praying. I was like, come on, God, fucking help me. You know, excuse me for my bad language. And as soon as I did that, I was in my backyard, dog. I was trying to hit the weights. I was trying to get back on my workout. Like I said, I thought I was fucking buff and shit because, you know, I was on my healthy tip before.
Yeah.
So I started trying to get back my money, fool. But at the same time, I was right there fucking doing bumps, doing fucking curls with a cigarette in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I was bumping and shit in the back of my with my car and shit. So I said, you know what? Let me go check. You know, I mean, you got to keep pointing and shit. So I went to go see who was in the front yard. And this fool in all black, fool with a vest, two fools, they ran up on me with those straps out. And my mind said, like, oh, man, bro, like, what am I going to do, bro? Like, everything stopped right there. My life didn't flash, of course not. But time stopped, literally, bro. And I said, like, damn, bro, you know, like I could do some stupid shit. Because I was at the point where, I wouldn't mind doing some stupid shit, you know, because I had fucking 6 months already, you know, dealing with honestly, not that I'm like depression, but I lost my mom, I lost like 3 good homies all in the same year, dog, like close people, fool. But I was using that as an excuse to fuck around, you feel me? And well, anyways, to get back, they ran up on me and I said, you know what, fuck it. I fucking ran to my car, fucking, and I fucking, I didn't do shit, I just threw my hands up. Well, my daughter was out there, so that's why I couldn't really like run or nothing like that. I told her to go inside, so they fucking gaffled me up.
Why would you want to run though?
Why? I don't know. I just wanted to run, just at least, and so they can go for me and shit.
An instinct when you see the hoodos. I mean, did you feel just, like you did something wrong? Or?
I just feel like I'm always doing something wrong, bro.
I think that's our first thought, though, bro.
Like, and then I wasn't right, like right, bro. I wasn't right, so I was gonna start hopping fences, though.
I think our first thought is to get away, dog. Yeah. Like, no matter if we're doing right, we're doing wrong, no matter what, like a cop gets behind you, you think like, fuck, I'm going to jail. Like, it's all bad. Even if you ain't doing shit.
But you know what,
that's
dog?
That's just our thought, bro.
These fools,
like, we just think like,
they're, you know, respectable,
that's
dog.
That's what it is.
They're respectable, and not only they're doing their job, you know? They were not dicks, dog. They fucking, not to say they show love. Of course not. They took me to jail, but you know, they fucking, they didn't do the extra shit, you know, where they fucking...
Let me ask you a question, and I apologize for cutting you off, but
yeah.
Why were they at your house like that?
All right, so look, bro.
Like, why did they show
you? You know what's crazy, bro? Like, look, I know I was, like fucking telling people, like, bro, they're fucking following me, dog. And I even tried to apply for fucking Uber Eats, and it said that I was under investigation. I posted it for some criminal activity. I was like, what the fuck? And nobody was believing me, bro. You know, so I felt like
you're bugging out.
Everybody thought I was wigging out, bro.
Were you wigging out?
I was almost wigging out. Almost wigging out.
Okay.
Some days I was wigging out and some days I wasn't. But okay. I wasn't like fucking wigging out like that, bro, you know? But I knew what the fuck I was doing, bro. You know, I'm in my right mind. I ain't no fucking J-Cat, you feel me? No, like, I know what the fuck is going on, bro.
I mean, it's you can tell if somebody's following you or not.
Bro, they was fucking following me, bro. But it's just that...
Before you got arrested, they showed up.
Yeah, it was a probation thing or a parole thing or some shit.
And you were getting followed.
Followed for like a month, dog.
You were getting followed. Why are you getting followed for a month?
I don't even know why. I still don't know why, bro. I still don't know why. What the fuck, fool? And, so one day, fool, I wasn't even fucking around that day. Let's reverse a little bit. I was going to shout out to Full Blown, you know, that was hooking up my car. I went to Full Blown, you know, and then I caught back the fucking 10 going back east to fucking the east side to catch the 710. And I fucking, like, it was traffic heavy. It was like 4. And I got off on San Pedro. And as soon as I got off, bro, this little fucking boxcar hit the fucking side road and he caught up to me and he got in back of me and he started like following me. And from San Pedro, I tried to hit fucking Washington or something and then to hit Gage. So I just hit Gage all the way back to the path. As soon as I got on Gage, I hit fucking, you know where the Farmer John's is?
Yeah.
Boyle?
Yeah.
or it turns into state. I don't know what the fuck it turns into, but where the fucking LA Fitness is, where, you know? Yeah,
by your shop.
Washington?
Yeah. As soon as I hit the LA, LA Fitness, fucking black and white guy in back of me, and I thought he was going to pull me over, but he didn't, so I felt like he just wanted me to slow down, and then that's when I noticed they were trying to, like, box me in. It was a box one, and then it was like a pickup truck, and then it was like a Jeep, all black, and this was our hoodas, bro, you know?
Oh, you're on Slauson.
I'm on
Washington.
No, not Washington. I'm heading towards Gage from the LA Fitness.
Yeah, the LA Fitness is right here. Then there's a Home Depot across.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going towards Gage.
Yeah, that's Slauson.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Slauson.
No, it's not Slauson, bro. It's I think it's State.
Yeah, State Street.
It's State.
Yeah, and Slauson is yeah. right here in State.
Yeah, so once I got to, I was on State going down to Gage. Once I got on Gage, I made a left. And then I'm in my whip, bro, you know? And I have the fucking, the window thing open. And I'm going down Gage, and I'm like, fuck it, this dude ain't pulling me over. So I start punching it a little bit, and they're fucking, like, trying to, like, box me in. I'm like, what the fuck's going on, bro? Like, what the fuck, this was fucking with me? I was getting hot. And then I look up, fool, and I see a fucking drone, fool. And I never seen that shit before, fool, a fucking drone and shit. I swear, I'm sober, fool, and I'm saying the truth. I seen a fucking drone, dog.
You're sober now.
Yeah.
But you weren't sober then.
I was sober that day.
Okay.
I was, but...
I'm not trying to blast you, bro.
No,
I'm just saying,
Yeah. I was fucking around the course around that time.
You were in your best life.
Yeah, I was in my best life. We all know that. Come on, fool.
Yeah. Because you look great, man, right now, bro. You look amazing.
Hell yeah.
No, hey, bro. You
shining. Know? Nah, hey, you know what? I'm trying to be a model, so tap in. You know? I look good right now, so catch me in my good time. You know, tap in. You know? Shaka, Smash, Smirnoff. Fucking hit me up, FB County, anybody. I'm a model, bro. What's cracking?
You're a model.
Just pay me a little bit more than your the model that you paid. You know, the best.
So back to the
drone. Back to the story. So I'm going down Gage, bro, and I see a fucking drone on top of me. And I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? So I start trying to hit fucking cuts and shit, and that shit's on top of me. And then I go back to fucking Gage, and that shit flies off because I'm getting close to my pad. I'm on that bridge, you know, in the hood, in the Southside Cam Gang on Walker. Well, you know that little bridge, you know, the little river, the Wash. I'm getting home. And then I get home and I tell my girl, my girl's just fucking, fuck, this was wigging out. Like, fuck, I'm a fucking idiot. And I'm telling you the truth, like, fuck. So then I get mad, bro, you know, and I fucking do the stupidest shit ever, you know. I fucking say, oh, I'm gonna go all out, fuck it, fuck everything. I get my car, I go and park in the fucking, not in front of my house, but like in front of the neighbors. There's a fucking fire extinguisher right there parked. I fucking turn up the music. I start bumping fucking Big Hit. Shout out to Big Hit. That's the homie right there. And I just start fucking doing lineas, you know, trying to finish my shit. And fucking, there's just all these cars passing and shit. And I'm just like banging on them. Then that's when I started wigging out, fool. And that's when I caught Lucky, like, hey, fool, I'm going to fucking jail and shit. You remember, right?
Yeah.
And it did seem like there was, like, it was kind of like cops. They would just pass. They would stop. As a matter of fact, this fucking white car just stopped. It was out in the window and just parked across from my car.
Can I tell the Goonies the conversation we had?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay. This is the conversation we had. Conversation we had is Kanan calls me up and he asked me, he goes, Dick, the fucking hooters are all over me, this, that, and the others follow me, drones, helicopters, and motherfucking a dude in a
did
parachute.
You believe me, honestly? Give it to you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. So. You made me paranoid, fool.
Yeah,
you made me paranoid, you know what I mean? Because you know, I'm paranoid, dog.
Yeah, of course we all are, fool. We have PTSD.
I'm paranoid in the sense of, like, if one of my boys is fucking up, dog, then that trickles down to all of us, dog, and that's why.
But I didn't know what the fuck I was fucking up in. That's the thing.
That's why I always preach to you guys, like, whatever we do here in the podcast, bro. Like, if we're doing positive shit, then you need to do positive shit on your outside of life, because all these guys, all the hoodas are watching, right? So when you said, he goes, Dick, you're asking me, like, Dick, why are these fools following me, this and that? And I said, Kanan, Do you really want to have this conversation on the phone, dog?
I knew.
Check it out, dog. Whatever questions you have for me, you know the answers to. This is exactly what I told him. I said, Kanan, whatever questions you have for me, you know the answers to. So whatever you're doing, stop fucking doing it.
Yeah. I said, I'm stop doing right now, shit.
I'm sorry.
Nah, I was ready to be like old dog, though, honestly.
Shit.
I was like, fuck that.
I'm going out loony like old dog.
Shit, but nah, thank God that shit didn't happen, bro.
So this is a big part of, like, so K-9 was going through some things. I was fucking getting fucking petty the fuck out, dog. On like off of like work, and I can be transparent about my shit because I'm not on parole or probation, and I really try to like be like really like I can tell you what I can tell you.
Well, he felt like he was and shit.
No, bro. Yeah, but I get paranoid, and so when I'm getting paranoid, then shit that just gets bad for everybody. And like Rick might be doing good, which he is doing good.
He still is doing good.
Yeah, he is doing good, dog. And I'm not saying might be doing good, but I'm just saying I'm speaking just like in generalization. Like everybody can be doing good, but if I'm feeling pressure,
but he's not doing good. He's doing the right thing.
About all of us not doing good in a whole, then it can, you know.
Anything that we're doing could affect us all. Yeah. That's what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rick.
You know, he's trying to say that if one of us is fucking up in some way or another, it can trickle down to all of us.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
I got paranoid.
He's trying to make sure that all of us are on the same page.
Fool, I bought a fucking night radar, fool, from Temu, fool, that fucking night vision shit. Yeah. That
would you stop buying shit for Temu?
I know,
bro.
It's fucking good.
You bought the penis pumps, bro. You bought the penis pumps.
Fuck the penis pumps.
And they didn't feed.
Door stopper. That shit don't fucking work.
They didn't fit the Mexicans. They were made for black dudes.
Fuck, no. They were made for fucking. I don't know.
Gorillas?
Fuck.
National Geographic? Anyways, enough of the dumb shit, dog. Yeah. But check it out, guys. So you guys sometimes are saying, and I gotta defend myself, guys, a little bit. You know what I mean? Because it's not all on me. It's on all of us, dog. And it might be not Nito or Mondo or Nick, dog, or Droops, dog. But if, like Rick said, if one is fucking up, dog, it can trickle down to all of us, dog. And it gets me paranoid, dog, because if you start making me think about my kids, bro, you know what I mean? Then I gotta kill the game, baby.
Yeah,
you know
of course. Because everybody's gonna think the way they're gonna, their own way of thinking. You feel me? And like, yeah, dog, that shit just—it was crazy, bro.
So
let's get back to that.
Yeah, get back to the Hoodas come with guns, bro.
They came, homie. And they came. They didn't even come with the fucking black and whites. They came in all fucking black. Fucking men in black. They thought I was a fucking Martian. Nah, put up with or not. But they came through, dog, you know what? And I fucking made up my mind, you know what? Like, fuck it. And I told my mama, let's go inside. And
which daughter was that?
My oldest. Oh, this Angelina, you know, I love Justin you, mama. Angeline. I'm sorry for all that. You know, that's traumatizing for a kid, bro.
Yeah, it is, bro.
You know, that sucks, bro.
My son Luciano never came back to me ever since my house got hit on a murder for with my homeboy Chance and my other homie and shit, dog. They got. Like he was 5 years old and he remembered that for the rest of his life and to this day, dog, you know what I mean? He just doesn't forgive me for that. That's crazy.
They need time, bro.
Well, traumatizing, bro.
So that's why right now they're telling me they need time. So I'm giving my family time, dog. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
back to your story, bro.
So they ran up and whatever, they gaffled me up. And I'm like, fuck. And I go, hey man, you know what? Let me get a fucking cigarette.
Wait, who asked for a cigarette?
I asked for a fucking cigarette.
To the Hoodas?
Yeah, because I had them in my pocket, bro. You know, I fucking smoke.
You had just started smoking, and I was worried about you smoking. I was like, why is this fool smoking so much?
Chain smoking.
Yeah, you're not chain smoking now, though,
nah,
right?
Nah, I ain't even. I mean, I'm smoking, but I'm not chain smoking, bro, you know?
Because you always had to go outside and check the air in your tires when you were doing Hoodstocks.
Shit, well, I got a nice car, motherfucker. Shit, those just get jacked, and, you know, I got to check on my car. But that was real. That was real.
Well, you didn't trip on it before that.
I always tripped on that, fool.
Yeah, okay.
You could ask. Never mind. But yeah, I always tripped on that. You just didn't notice. Anyways, so they put me in front of my fucking sidewalk, and at this moment, my girl's fucking embarrassed, fool. You know, the neighbors.
Why? Oh, because the neighbors.
We all get along with the neighbors. They're fucking cool, you know? And they're all tripping out and shit. And I'm there for, like, at least almost 2 hours. They're fucking tearing up my car. They're tearing up my mom's car. At the time, they weren't tearing up my girl's car because I was...
They're tearing up your mom's car. You still have your mom's car because your mom's passed away.
Yeah. So I've been having my mom's car in the back. Park, you know,
and they know to tear her car.
Bro, they
too.
Fucked up. They didn't fuck up her car. They just the back seats. They tore up the plastic from the back.
What kind of car she got?
It's a Toyota Matrix.
Okay,
it's fucking. I'm selling it. It's a good car. It's working. It just needs a battery. 3 G's.
How much?
I started at 5, but I'll get rid of it for 3 G's. But I somebody's gonna get it. But if she doesn't get it. 3 G's.
Matrix, I might buy it from you though.
Yeah,
I might buy it from you though.
It just has like over 100,000 miles.
I'm cool with that. I might buy the Matrix. What is the
Toyota Matrix? It's really good on gas. What year?
Yeah, I might buy it.
It's a 2005. It was my mom's fucking first like car off the dealer when we sold our house off of Boulder Street.
Okay.
Back to the story. So then I'm in the front, right? And I'm like, fuck, dog. They're fucking searching the fuck out of my pad. They're on the roof. They're fucking everywhere, bro.
They were on the roof, too?
Yeah, and then they find
the fucking... How did they get on the roof, bro?
I don't know, nigga. Shit. Damn. Fucking my hyena gave him a boost. Shit.
Nah. She said, get that motherfucker.
My brother, she told me, she was kind of like, yeah, go on the roof. They're like, fuck you, bitch, you know? And then, we're there. They're fucking searching. And they had this little fucking cracked out ass fucking Dalmatian and shit. I don't know what the fuck kind of dog it was. And then I was like, oh, everything's good, you know? But then they find this fucking pamphlet. It was a pamphlet, dog, you know? So from the pamphlet, they're like, oh, so there must be something here, you know? And I'm like, I don't know, it's not mine, bro. You know, like, whatever it is, I don't have nothing here. You know, I'm a professional, I fucking work. And why the fuck would I have something in my house? I fucking, like, why would I jeopardize that shit, you know?
What is a pamphlet? What's a pamphlet?
They're hating. They're thinking it's something to do with
like a
ledger. Like if it's something like people owe me.
Like a pamphlet that has to do with like a it's a for a firearm.
Oh,
you know
shit.
A pamphlet, a 6-hour pamphlet and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck why I have that shit. I know I just fucking, you know, I like fucking firearms. The fuck? It's fucking, but besides that, I ain't got shit in there. So then they're fucking searching, and then they bring this fucking Napoleon Dynamite. What's that shit? A lion and a tiger? What's that shit called? What's that shit called, fool? A liger? They brought a fucking liger, fool.
A liger.
A tiger and a lion. Nah, they had a big ass fucking German Shepherd, fool. That fool had like fucking tiger stripes and shit. I was tripping out. He had a muzzle, and I was like, oh shit, here we go. So they brought him in, and they fucking whatever. That fool fucking found some shit, you know. And I was like,
So it was a drug dog. The drug dog.
Yeah. And that's from there, you know. Well. I don't know.
She went left.
So why did they decide to bring drug dogs in
But you know what? I don't want to really talk about this shit no more, fool.
Let's get on something else, dog.
Okay, so it's all good. And the only reason I ask is because sometimes I think about the podcast, bro, on what we're putting out on the podcast and with the way they're watching the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I think about that, dog.
You know
what I mean?
I
think about that, and I'm saying, like, well, did the podcast have anything to do with
no, fool, you're still paranoid. No.
I'm paranoid, bro.
The podcast had nothing to do with it. And I don't know why the fuck they were fucking following me, but, you know, whatever the fucking they found, whatever happened, whatever, I got a DA reject, which, thank God, I got a DA reject, you know? But it was trying hard to fucking flip, baby. Like, oh, you know, fucking, you know? And she's like, fuck you. Like, what the fuck? We don't know no shit. We don't know what the fuck that shit was even there. We don't know what the fuck it was, you know? The fuck? And anyways, so after that, I get to the county, bro. Let's get to the county part.
Let's get to the county. What do they take you? Do they take you to a substation?
Oh, they take me to the substation, and from there,
hold on. What are the hooters telling you, bro, while they're arresting you?
I don't want to talk about that, fool.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You know what they're trying to tell me, fool? They're trying to fucking good cop, bad cop, fucking, you know, all that shit.
Okay.
And anyway, so finally, like, you know, we're taking it to the box. So we're like, fuck it. So finally, they get whatever, you know, they leave us alone. I was just fucking like, fuck, stressed out, fool, you know? All I did was just go to sleep. Fuck that. What can I do, fool? I can't do shit.
And when you're going to sleep, where are you at? Are you in a substation?
Yeah, I was substation, dog.
Okay. Yeah. What substation are you in?
Fucking by the pad.
Okay.
By the pad.
Yeah.
And then, so from there, they fucking, like, around 10 o'clock, they sent me to fucking MCJ, Twin Towers, you know, where everybody... processing
is how was that process going in there?
Processing is fast as fuck nowadays. Fool.
Oh, it's fast? It's because before it'd be forever, bro.
Nah, it's fast as fuck. Fool. Thank God.
You know what? I want you to be, because we're interested, I'm interested, and a lot of these guys are interested, and they haven't been in the county for a long time. Tell me about the processing, bro.
Processing is lovely. I mean, it's not, fuck jail, it's not lovely, but processing is lovely in a way where if you've been to jail and you know what's up, that shit is quick, bro. Like, quick. For me, it was quick that day. You know, it was a fucking, what was it, a Thursday? It was February 23rd. I'll never forget that. Well, I didn't even know what day it was. My girl told me, I'll never forget that day. She went to fucking Lynwood. And, yeah, so it was February 23rd. So I get there, and processing was pretty quick, bro. Right away, they send you to fucking, to the little, you know, with the phones and shit. Like, hey, you want to be a trustee? Like, fuck yeah, I want to be a trustee.
Wait, wait, no. So what was the processing? Because usually the processing is fucking...
Yeah, right away when you enter?
An all-day event, all
right,
bro.
Right away then when you enter with your street clothes, and you go to the fucking... there's, like, different little, like, day rooms that are open in the hallway, and then there's all kinds of phone booths, and they're waiting for you.
Where you go to medical, where you go to all
before medical,
shit.
And they tell you, like, hey, like, are you army vet, or you fucking, you want
to
kill yourself?
You need to go left instead of right, yeah. All that shit.
You want to be a trustee, like, hell yeah, you know? Like, but obviously, I ain't going to be a trustee. You ain't going to trust me for shit. So, after that, they said, all right, cool, just, you know, follow the fucking, not follow the yellow line or the blue line yet. So, after that, they go, all right, go to the cell down that way. So then you go to the cell, and then finally you're in a little cell with all kinds of fucking stinky-ass motherfuckers, dog. And I'm in that little cell, and I'm just looking at everybody to see if there's any, like, cool homies right there. But I really don't see shit. I just see fucking all kinds of fucking bass heads and shit. Not to be rude and shit, but, you know, there's a lot of fucking... Right now, there's a lot of crackheads in there and shit. And you know what? There was a lot of normal cats, though, actually, fool. Like, fools that don't even belong in jail, like, tripping out. But I ain't trying to ask them what the fuck, you know? It ain't my business. So from there, they fucking strip you out. They get you butt naked. You put your fucking clothes in a plastic bag. You know, I put my shit in a plastic bag. And then I fucking walk to fucking, what is it from there? I think to showers, right? From the showers. You get your little roll, and then you go to showers. I was smelling good, like cologne, fool, even though I was working out. Fuck that, I ain't trying to shower right there, dog. I took a little rinse fast. Those fucking soaps are nasty, fool. You know, that shit makes me itch. And plus, I like how my cologne smells, you know. So I went.
So you made sure that you were going in there smelling like a model.
I mean, shit, fool, you never know, fool. Last time fucking I went in, I was smelling good. Fucking the homie on me like, hey, let me buy your fucking blues. Like,
let me buy your blues. This fucking guy, bro.
Hey, everything's a hustle, fool. I think about all that shit. Nah, but anyways, right away, you know, you take a little shower, poof. And the good thing, they give you fucking thermals now, fool, which I have. I was going to bring them today so we could post them up right here.
Yeah.
They give you thermals. They give you the new Yeezys. They ain't out yet because they're locked up. they're cool. They're like little Yeezys and shit. And they're better than those fucking white fucking tennis shoes with the Velcro. That shit's ugly, fool. I'd rather wear the Yeezys. And they give you that shit, you know, and they're fucking blues. And then from there, you go to medical, and then you're fucking checking your fucking, see if you have diabetes and all that shit, you know.
So when you went to medical, what'd you tell them?
Oh, bro, when I went to medical, dog, I'm going to be real. I was sounding like, man, dog, I'm fucking worried, dog. Like I'm going to get sick like a dog, you know?
So you knew you were going to get Malia's going to medical.
Got your fool, you know? But I didn't want to tell them, though, fool, you know, because I felt like, you know, I ain't trying to go in no fucking J-Cats and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I
but you had to tell them for your own
yeah,
health.
Yeah. So then they you know, like, fuck it. Well, but they don't even give a fuck, to be honest. And then they ask you for the fucking, like, oh, well, you want some boxing and all that shit? You want a shot? And I'm like, fuck, no, I ain't want no fucking some boxing shot, but I'll take the fucking some boxing. Fuck yeah. You know? Shit. You know?
I'm not on it, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
So you were still a little bit in denial? Because your pride.
Yeah, it was my pride, bro.
Your pride. Let me be honest, Canine.
Yeah, I'm being real, fool. Fuck, nigga. Kick back, blood. Shit, so then I'm in, you know, I'm right there in the fucking infirmary, whatever, dog, you know, whatever. I'm telling you, all my fucking business and shit. And then I was taking a little bit longer.
Is it embarrassing?
Fuck yeah, it's embarrassing, especially for a motherfucking gangster shit.
But when you get into...
But you know why? It's not embarrassing at the moment because everybody's fucking doing it, fool.
You still have your pride, though.
I got my pride, but it's just everybody's telling you tips on how to do it, fool. But it's just like...
What are the tips they're telling you?
All kinds of tips, fool. They're just telling you how to get the most and this and that, fool.
These are the fucking dolphins, right?
Not the dolphins, but it's everybody, fool. Yeah. It's everybody, you know, fool.
You get to maximize your fucking... Your
benefits, because you know,
your medical benefits.
Yeah, you would think it's dolphins, but not, fool. A lot of fools are trying to get that shit too because they fucking trying to make their money, fool. You feel me? That shit, everybody wants. Everybody's doing some boxing right now, fool. Everybody, fool. That shit's like gold and shit, fool. But fuck you, nigga. Shit. But so whatever. I get to Fury, whatever they get me, and then they send me to the fucking I call it the
musical chairs?
Not musical chairs, fool, but you know when they send you down the highway and there's different holding tanks? Musical holding tanks. Because they take you to one holding tank, then to another holding tank, another holding tank, and then there's fools with the toilet paper under the sleep of the bench and fools under the bench.
Did you sleep on the floor?
Fuck no, fool. Hell no, dog.
You know what? I've been in there before and I was so fucked up that I slept on the floor.
I was tired, fool.
I used to shit on fools.
I'm getting to the good part, fool. So I'm fucking tired, fool. And honestly, I'm looking at the bench like, goddamn, I'm about to hit the bench.
Because if you lay on the bench, bro, you're taking up a lot of seats.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of cool homies in there, so we were just in there clowning, fool. Honestly,
who
I was
are you clowning about?
All kinds of shit. We were talking shit about you.
Who's more tore up than the other?
We were talking shit about you.
Well, as you should.
They were like, what the fuck? Why is that for fire, you fool?
Were they saying that?
Nah, but a bit.
Nah, I don't expect nothing less.
Nah, honestly, we just wanted our fucking burritos, dog. Straight up. They give you burritos, two burritos, and some chocolate milk. We were just banging food. Like, come on, what the fuck?
What do the burritos taste like?
They bomb, food. I don't even know what the fuck. I don't know how to explain how they taste like.
This is like a microwave burrito.
Not like a microwave burrito.
Gourmet burrito.
Pretty much, shit.
Why? Why? What's the difference, bro?
Fool, you was fucking starving, fool. I mean, from all that time, you haven't ate shit. And then at the fucking substation, they don't feed you. So for all that time, and then they might have given you peanut butter, but I don't like peanut butter. That's just fake peanut butter, fool.
I want to say this, Canine. I want to say this. Anytime that I've been in the glass house, the glass house.
Bomb. Oh, the breakfast. We talked about the Parker Center.
Like, anytime that I've been in the Parker Center, bro, I was like, you know what? I'm busted. This shit sucks, but I got a bomb-ass breakfast coming.
Yeah.
And you know what? But to the average person, this is not a bomb-ass breakfast. But
the guy on the couch, out of that, you know, there's always that guy on the couch. He's always sleeping.
Yeah.
Take his shit right away. Let me get that.
So you're bouncing. You're playing musical sounds.
Playing musical sounds, trying to get to where the fuck our destination's going to be. And then, fuck, dog, I guess, you know, I'm fucking from my past, you know, fucking from, you know, I like to chunk them in court. You know, you become fucking, like, you think, what is it, K2 and shit, the blue wrist. So they sent me to fucking keep away, 4,800. And
why, did you chunk them at court or what?
I've always chunk them at court. I'm not being real. You fools know that. You fools that know me, dog, you know, we get it in at court. For sure.
Because now in LA County Jail, it's accepted to be to catch the phase in court, but yeah. not in the facilities.
Not at the facilities, my boy. So if you go to court, dog, you know who I, you know, shit, we gotta, I'm gonna need that. But yeah, fool, so, you know, luckily nobody caught my face, you know, because I would have felt bad. And I put up with it now, and I'm getting cocky, but nah, fucking, so I go straight to 4,800, and this is so fucking funny, Droopy. I get they tell me, Charlie, bro, fucking Charlie 6. So I like, give me my fucking bro, dog. Like, fuck it, I want to go to sleep. It's like 3 a.m.
Charlie Roll 6.
Charlie Roll 6. I get in front of Charlie Roll 6. Charlie Roll 7 goes, what the fuck? Is this a fucking dream? K9, Canine, is that you? Like, what the fuck? Where's Joopy? I'm like, yeah, hey, fool, he's right here. He said, shoot us your fucking story in your honey bun. We're starving. We're starving, and he fucking get jumps off his bunk and he brings it like, fool, I don't want your story. Just give me a honey bun, fool. Give me some pastries. I'm fucking starving. Some soups.
Yeah, look out for
chili
me.
Lime, chili lime. And Joopy said, whoop. Like, no. Shout out to the little homie, though. He's a cool, solid camarada homie, talking toker from Alverde. Over there by Wayside.
That's right. Salute.
Salute to the little homie, Dice G. He fucking shot that fucking honey bun and some chili lime, dog. And he actually thought he was dreaming, fool. I swear to God.
He was dreaming when he saw you because he supports the podcast.
He supports the podcast, my boy. And I was like, nah, fool, I'm fucking busting. He goes, let me guess. Another strap. And I was like, fool, no, a la defensa.
Yeah.
You feel me? And yeah, fool. And after that, fucking, I went in there, fucking ate my honey bun. But fucking, not even an hour later, hey, Sanchez, you got a court. Like, fuck.
And this is when you're first getting housed in LA County Jail.
Yeah,
LA County. Downtown LA.
Yeah, downtown LA. So you got Downey Court. So, like, fuck. So then I'm fucking getting ready for court, hitting the grill. I haven't even met my Sally, fucking fat ass fool, still asleep.
What's the fish kit they give you now?
I didn't get a fish kit.
So, how are you brushing your teeth?
I don't know. I already had everything. Oh, I had everything already, fool.
The homies look.
You know
what?
Yeah, it was a fish kit. Yeah, that little thing. Yeah, but the little homie shot a lot of cool shit, fool. You know,
that little homie from
Malverde. Yeah, fool, toker, fool. Straight on
toker, baby.
Hell yeah.
Salute.
So I'm hitting the grill, fool. Getting ready for court, fool. Fucking. I'm waiting for my celly to wake up. Like, oh damn, like say what's up or something, fool.
So when you went into where are you at? You went Charlie Row what?
Charlie Row, Charlie 6, 4800.
4800. So
4000 floor.
Is it 6-man cells, 4-man cells?
All right. So the top tier, Charlie
it's
and
4-man cells, right?
It's 2-man cells.
2-man cells.
The bottom is 4-man cells.
So are you on top or bottom?
I'm in the top, fool.
You're on the top, 2-man cells.
Yeah.
So they sent you in, and you don't know if you're going to be in with a black dude, a white dude, an Asian dude.
I knew it was a homie already, by the way. Fucking, I seen the way that fool was sleeping and shit.
The way he snored?
Yeah, if it was like a little fat homie. I was just wondering if it was an old guy or a young homie.
Yeah. No, so when he wakes up, who was he?
So I didn't meet him until I got back from court.
How does it feel? How does it feel to be in the county jail or be in the solitary confinement, which basically you are in after being so many years of being free and doing what the fuck you want to do, dog? Did you feel anxiety or did you feel like, you know what, this is my road to getting myself right?
Nah, you know what? Like I said earlier, fool, I felt really like I said, I'm believing in God, and I felt really like comfortable, fool. I don't know why this time I felt really like I didn't even want to call nobody, fool. I knew my hyena was like this, so who the fuck am I gonna call, you know? And plus I don't know nobody else's number but my hyena's, so I was just like, damn, I'm just hoping my girl's good, you know. I know she's crazy, probably chunking on me already in there, and fucking she's probably been chachilla by now and shit. Nah,
she got arrested too.
Yeah,
and she stayed a week in the county jail.
Yeah.
Before she got when you got arrested, your girl got arrested.
Yeah.
Salute to the lady.
And how did you feel about that?
I was sad, fool. Like, come on, fool. I was trying to figure out how to call my daughters, and I'm fucking up by that. Like, I didn't even know my own daughter's phone numbers by memory, fool. I just know my girls, you know. I don't even know my fucking number by memory, fool. You know, it's just I'm not used to that no more. Before, I used to know like fucking 10 numbers, fool, when I used to have a
Nobody's used to that, big dog. Yeah, we're used to just pushing the line.
Yeah.
We're used to the just favorites. Pushing the name.
Yeah.
The name. Boom. Mm-hmm. K9. Mm-hmm. Boom. Go straight to you. Lux.
So I was just thinking about my hyena. I was just like, I was stressing on that part. But stressing about being in there, I wasn't. It was a cakewalk, fool. It was nothing for like, I was just comfortable. Plus, everybody was recognizing me and shit. A fucking hyena, bomb ass white girl. She fucking, I was on the, I was trying to use the homie's pin account, like, remember a number. And I'm right there fucking after a bird bath from when I got back from court. And she see my back, like, what the fuck? It's a nice piece. And I turn, like, hey, fucking K9, what the fuck? Oh shit, her stocks. And she fucking cut herself. And she fucking, like, oh shit. Like, hey, what's up? What's cracking? And she walked away.
Shout out to the deputies.
Shout out
to the deputies that support the platform.
Yeah.
Salute.
You, yeah. 100%. You know what? You didn't realize how deep we were with this system, right?
I realized it, fool. I've been realizing that shit. Okay. I've been telling you that shit, fool.
Okay. You've been telling me that shit, fool. Yeah.
So, So then I guess I go to court, you know, and I end up catching the fucking late bus, dog. You know, you go to court and you gotta do your, you know, I'm trying to see where I'm at. Form a little dusty and shit. So I catch a late bus. And I'm like, well, I didn't catch no face, you know. I was just trying to see where all the homies were at. Like, you know, I knew a few homies, so they were telling me, everybody's telling me, come kick it to this tank. Come kick it in the fucking Burbank camp. Come kick it in the fucking Compton tank. So I went.
What do you mean? I don't get that.
So bro. There's different tanks once you see
them. Yeah, but you don't ever have an option of where you go.
Yeah, you do, fool.
Now you do?
You don't have an option, but they tell you, but you could just wiggle, fool. You know, you got to wiggle,
just
fool.
Through, Lux. Just move through, fool. Just like, boom, pop in the other one.
You don't even know anything, fool. You know, I wiggle, my boy.
Somewhere. Yeah, you might just be wiggle, fool.
Instead
somewhere.
Of going to your tank, don't go in there. Just go straight, fool. Fuck the hood.
So
that.
What tank did you go into?
I forgot what the fuck tank I went into, fool. But I went into a tank with a homie that I fucking recognized from before, fool. We were just chopping it up, clowning, fool, you know?
Sometimes it's like that, dog.
I went into the CCB tank, but I had Downey Court. Downey Court?
But you might see an enemy in the wrong tank. Exactly. And like, hey, I'm pulling up. Exactly. Like, what's up? Hell, what you want?
Yeah, fool, and I'm you trying to see, like, where I'm at.
Motherfucker ain't ducking shit. Hell, like, nah, pulling
fool.
Up.
And that's where it's at, fool. You know, you got to say it with your chest, and that's where fools are going to get to know you, fool.
That's the way it is sometimes, shit. Dog. We got to pull up in any of them tanks. I was in San Bernardino, dog, and I seen some, like, little enemies in one of the tanks. And they were talking shit before breakfast, and when you walk back, you got to walk back in the tank that you're supposed to go to court.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I'm walking back in this fool's tank right now.
Hell yeah, shit.
Like, shit, what you trying to do? You know what?
I give it to the brothers, though, fool. They get that shit cracking, fool.
A lot of dudes. Everybody get it cracking, dog.
Not everybody gets it cracking, but those was, like, come on, like, every day, goddamn.
That's cool, dog. You know, salute to them.
But then, so after that, I caught the late bus to fucking Downey Court, and they didn't even pick me up. I ended up staying right there in the court in CCB.
They don't pick you up? That's a good sign.
I know. That's why.
That was a good sign. We made it.
That was the DA recheck, fool.
Yeah, that was the DA recheck.
So I didn't know it was the DA recheck yet, though, right?
But when they don't pick you up, that means we made it.
Yeah, they never picked me up. Downey Court never picked me up, fool.
Yeah.
And I thought it was because I was in the fucking CCB tank fucking around.
Know why? Yeah. Because we made it.
Exactly, fool. I made it, fool. I fucking got a DA recheck. And fucking, I was happy, fool. I was happy. And then fucking until they fucking tell me, oh, you got court the next day for fucking probation hearing.
But that's way better than whatever case
fool,
you're
not
facing,
at the moment,
bro.
Fool. Not at the moment.
I mean, I feel you, but like, whenever they don't call you for court, dog.
No, I was relieved. I was big time relieved. I was already like, you know, fuck it. Like, in God's hands, you know, I ain't tripping. I was trying to set my mind to see what the fuck, like, how long I was going to stay. Plus, I'm getting credit. Yeah. It's just credit.
Yeah, we're working. It's already rolling. Yeah. No matter what, we good.
And so... Yeah, so DA recheck.
I'll tell you like this, K9. I'm glad you're home, dog.
Thank you, baby. I'm glad I'm home too.
For
I love you
it
guys.
Real with you, dog. Hell, yeah. The whole way, dog. Real talk, dog. She reached out to us. You know what I mean? She told us what was going on, dog. And you know what I mean? Try to make sure you were straight, dog, as best we could, dog. Yeah. Real talk.
And that's like the fucking. I'm not even gonna say which number it is. You know, I can't even submit it.
But you know what it is, dog.
Yeah, fool.
You know?
So then I fucking get that DA reject, and I'm there like just fucking almost 8 o'clock because they went on lockdown. The county went on lockdown. They're always on lockdown. Goddamn. So I'm in the fucking, I'm getting tired of being in the fucking court tanks. I want to take a shit, fool. Fucking, I don't want to take a shit in there. That shit's disgusting. So finally, the fucking hood are like, hey, fool, you just fucking slide up back to 4,000 floor. So I fucking slid back. And that's when I fucking finally met my fucking Sally. Fucking shout out to fucking 40 Boy from Grape Street Watts. And he was a cool dude, bro. You know, he hooked me up with some store. You know, we ate good. And then we went to sleep, fool. And then I had to wake up again for fucking CCB court. And then I fucking went to CCB court for that probation shit. And that's when they fucking hit me with some bullshit, fool. And then I guess what, fool, my fucking public service pretender, fool, that fool was all like fucking not trying to help me. He's probably trying to be a DA or something. He was trying to have me take the fucking deal since the gate, fool. And I was like, fuck no, you're stupid. But anyways, so when I went to court to CCB, they were all like, oh, okay, so even though you got a DA reject, since you had a joint suspension, we want to give you fucking three will have, and if you have any prison priors, it might be doubled up to six will have. And I'm like, what the fuck? And like, so fuck that. So all right, so let's wait for the probation the probation report. So that was so I go back after that from the first court date from 60B, and that's when I started meeting all the homies, you know, and you get on the tier like, hey, students, Diaz, K9 from crazy ass Mexicans, you know, signing off my announcement with the woo and whatever, you know, and a lot of homies like, oh shit, you know, fucking K9 and shit. And that's when shit started feeling cool and shit.
It's homies showing love in there.
Little care packages and shit. You know, shout out.
They knew you from the podcast?
Yeah, fool. They knew me. Nah, they knew me from some porn video that I did, fool. Some OnlyFans. Stick. Nah, fucking, shout out to the homie dog, fucking, suspect from Francis, from MS. That's the boy right there, too, fool. He was looking out tough. I was having a little trip. As soon as I get my store, I'm going to get a package in store. We're going to fucking cook some shit. We're going to get down. And yeah, dog.
Were you able to meet, were you able to make store?
Fool, we was grilling, fool.
Yeah?
We was grilling. Thank you, fool. I love you, fool. So thanks to the homies right here, fool. And my boys, my boy fucking Muerto from the hood. Oh, shit. And, you know, the homies right here, everybody was putting money in my book. There was a point where they couldn't put money in my book no more, dog. I guess
too much money in your books.
The limit was $300 or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. And then shout out to the homie Soldier, dog, fucking setting up a visit. And the homie Jacob setting up a visit. Shit, dog.
The homie said he's gonna visit you.
Yeah, dog, like, he was. Yeah, fool. It was tight, dog. You know, it was a lot of love. And then a lot of the Goonies, they was fucking writing me. I was waiting for the letters,
Did you get letters?
Not yet, bro. My letters are probably getting there, fool, and shit. Yeah, bro. But then I fucking ran into this badass book, fool.
What is it?
It's called the Buddhist Monastery. It's the history of martial arts from the Buddha temple. The Buddhist Monastery. It was a badass book, fool. It talked about Bruce Lee. It just talked about Buddhism and like martial arts. I forgot the author's name, but it's for martial arts enthusiasts and historians.
Let's do this. Let's continue with the podcast. Let's continue with the journey with you in the county, because we want to know what the county is like in comparison to what you've been before. Yeah. But I want to pay some ads right here, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Let's
take a quick break. I want to give a big shout out to our private jeweler, D.Leo, the jeweler. Let me put this right here, dog. You know what I mean? Use Hoodstocks for a promo code and receive 20% off, dog. This dude does all our...
you know what, fools are like, hey, fool, you back with Hoodstocks? Like, yeah, I'm back with Hoodstocks, motherfucker. Why? I never left Hoodstocks.
Yeah, you know what,
fools, dog? You all that shit.
Well, you know what, Hoodstocks
is... They know it in jail?
Yeah,
bro, fool. Hoodstocks is like soul assassins, dog. Like, it's just our individual brands, bro, you know what I mean? And that's what we are, dog, you know what I mean?
We are our brands.
Yeah, exactly. Prepare for blast self, embark an interdimensional journey and self-discovery and exploration of never before. Introducing the exclusive Rick and Morty dimensional... interdimensional gummies, your passport into realms of a consciousness. Unlock your eye, allow your senses to follow, come alive without the strings that are strained our possession of the world. With Rick and Morty gummies, you can experience that and more. You guys want to do the mushrooms, bro? Reach out to my G's at Rick and Morty Gummies Official on Instagram.
Fire gummies.
At Rick and Morty Gummies.
And if anybody official. Of you guys need a fucking ad right here, hit me up, or Lucky or Droops. We need some more sponsors. Let's get this shit cracking, baby.
You know what I want you guys to do? I want you guys to reach out to K9 and Droops, and they'll give you the deal. Don't reach out to me.
Reach out to him too.
Reach out to K9 and reach out to Droops, and they're going to give you the deal right here. They're going to give you a better deal than
get
I'm going to give you.
Get the sponsorship cracking. Yeah. You already know.
Also, Rick and Morty gummies.
Hold on. Also, lick my balls.
Fire.
Rick and Morty gummies.
Rick and Morty.
Businesses, you need stickers to promote your brand. Well, here's our plug. You know what I mean? Graphic Joe is our guy. And he is now your guy. All right? Nothing but quality. Construction, hard hat, certified. Contact. At Graphic Joe on Instagram. And matter of fact, go to the website graphic-joe.com. Use code Hoodstocks and get $50 off your order, $100 or more. All right. Our next sponsor is Hoodstocks. It's sponsored by Lux Tattoos, best black and gray work in the city. Place your appointment now on Instagram at Lux_tattoo. We'll be right back with K-9.
Shout out to Big Lux.
Whoa.
Lux Tattoos. That's about now.
Just getting crazier and crazier, my G. The streets are undefeated. Not trying to promote violence, just saying protect your family. To anyone trespassing on one man's life, take note. The devil is alive and well, but so is God. Choose one. I stalk like a wolf. Pray I don't shoot. Muzzle on your face, I'm Apollo for your ghost. I stalk like a wolf. Pray I don't shoot. Muzzle on your face, I'm Apollo for your ghost.
I've got a gun with me. Cause I'm ready for it all. Mama told me I was gifted, and I'm different from you all.
Yeah, pick the shells up, turn the hail up. Forever undefeated, the streets will fail us. Mom and pop screaming, God prepare us. Sometimes water comes in sand. God made the deal, I shook his hand like a man. Lucky you, my son, wipe the blood off those bands. Father, Lord in heaven, I'm a martyr to the brethren. I'm a burden to the reverend. Searching for significance, my spiritual endeavors. Every day I'm tested, every day corrected. My hands are in the air, God bulletproof vest me. Resurrect my senses, those were never born. Lord, take me to your chamber. Teach me your ways out of love or with anger. I feel this. Disgusted as I hold up this musket. People taking lives out of ignorance is busted. They shooting up schools. Father with felonies, I got everything to lose. I stalk like a wolf. Pray I don't shoot. Muzzle on your face, I'm Apollo for your ghost. I stalk like a wolf. Pray I don't shoot. Muzzle on your face, I'm Apollo for your ghost.
I've got a gun with me. Cause I'm ready for it all. Mama told me I was gifted, and I'm different from you all. Forgotten soldier, I'm just a victim of war. It was the cans of Jack Mac that I ate on the yard. It was the welfare lines I was too proud to wait on. It was my little girl's neck wrapping umbilical cords. I carry on, cause glory wait on no man. How I look blaming you for the commitment I lack. You the type to keep a bitch after she fuck with your man. They try and kill the homie cause she gave up the ass. I walk in class, my style's elegant, I'm gangster. If it's making you uncomfortable, well homie get your cash up. Complaining the answer, going pulling to work. You got designer on, I got blisters that hurt for what it's worth. I don't hate on no man, but I'ma kill a motherfucker if he taking a stand. Not for the gang, but for the children that he left with no dad. Don't blame the devil where we from. Jesus died over a rat, motherfucker.
I stalk like a wolf. Pray I don't shoot. Muzzle on your face, I'm Apollo for your ghost. I stalk like a wolf. Pray I don't shoot. Muzzle on your face, I'm Apollo for your ghost.
I've got a gun with me. Cause I'm ready for it all. Mama told me I was gifted, and I'm different from you all.
The universe is infinite, so it has no center. This life is a drop in the ocean of its lender. Don't ever think, for instance, that you could be the devil. Could say that it's facts, but the devil is in detail. Sleep well while I stay up with my heat held. Cops scared, sight, baby, he right there. I'd do anything for my youth, I'd die now. Picture what I do for my family, pop, pop. Real soldiers carry weight, they don't drown. Bipolar, the streets cold, they hot now. Yeah, you wanna take my guns and leave me assed out. See, there's a couple of these rules that I can't.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, baby.
Are we back? We back?
We back, baby.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, before we start, I wanna fucking say that I love you all. Goonies, thank you for showing love, dog. I didn't think that y'all love me like that, but I love you guys more.
800 people,
and,
man.
You know, thank you for everything, bro. You know, that's what's up, and you guys are gonna see my journey from now on, dog. You know, like, I'm gonna try to do my thing.
I'm on the phone lines in a minute right here.
We ain't done though, fool.
We ain't done, but I'm still gonna
open the phone. Okay.
I'll wait on the phone line.
We could maybe do another next one though. Shit, if you know. This guy, I have a lot more to say, fool.
No, you ain't done. Yeah, I know you ain't done. Go ahead.
Tell him right now, big
dog. Nah, it's too. I already told him, fool, but I got more to say, fool. So let I feel like in. We might need another one. Fool.
Nah, yeah, keep on going, baby.
All right, so where did I leave off, fool? Fucking. So I go back to fucking to the cell after downing and shit. So they hit me up for CCB and shit. So I go to CCB, you know, and they fucking tell me that I have to take fucking three, whatever, 3.5 for the fucking joint suspension that I had for the other fucking, you know, the other thing. Then, so I said, like, Charlie said, taking that. So whatever. So they do fucking, they say, all right, we're going to wait for the probation report. But fucking my fucking luck, fool, my probation got laid off, fool. My probation officer got laid off, so he couldn't do my report. So the DPO of the day said, send that fool to, like, supposedly he said that the DPO said that he didn't do a fucking report of the day. He said that just, that he didn't do nothing. But my PD said, like, hey, you got a bad report. They said to send your ass to prison. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when I went back to court the following time, and I'm like, hell no. Like, what the fuck? How the fuck are they going to send me back to prison? I was doing good with my PO. Like, I was doing good with my PO, you know? My PO fucking knew I was, you know, I was good and shit, you know? He knew I was working, or he, you know, yeah, he knew I was working. And, anyways, so yeah, fool, he fucking, he got, I guess, laid off and shit, so he couldn't write my report. So it was looking all bad. So now let's get to the good shit. So my last court day, the day that I got out, the day before I got out, I go to my court day, right? It's just to get a fucking a date for my probation hearing, fool. Right?
Yeah.
And so we walk in there, bro. But before I walk in there, that fucking PD, fucking you disgraceful bastard, he's trying to get me to take fucking three with the 3.5, fool, you know, double it up. And I'm like, Charles, I ain't gonna take that shit, fool. I didn't even do shit wrong, you know. It's a fucking DA reject. How you guys gonna charge me for something I didn't even do? So he was like, well, it's not up to me, but if I was you, I'd rather take that. I'd be you're like, shit, rumor has it that you guys are doing fucking 22%. You'll be out within 6 months. And like, man, bro, I never heard that. Like, have you been in prison? Like, no. Like, why have, bro? And that shit ain't happening like that. You're tripping. And he goes, well, I can't promise you how far from the court day is going to be from now. It could be 4 months away. And I go, bro, I never had a court day 4 months away from my, like, it's always a month. Like, you're tripping, bro. Like, you really want me to take this dime, huh? Like, what, you trying to be a DA or what? And he was like, no. So whatever, we go in there, right? And the judge, he knows me from the case from before. And I'm like, already getting out with this, dog. I'm already thinking about what the fuck we gonna cook. Some fucking fish steaks with, you know, chili lime. And I'm getting out with this, but something tells me in the back of my head, like, hey, fool, speak up, fool. Like, you never really speak up for yourself. Like, you need to speak up, which I'm going to start doing a lot more. So I said, you know what? Hey, I told him, hey, ask him if I can get a bail. And he goes, he looks at the judge and he goes, hey, this guy says he could get a bail. And the judge looks at him like, what the fuck? Like, hey, dickhead, like if he was a dick. And the judge looks at me and remembers me like, hey, you have a job, huh? And that's when I went into fucking professional mode, and I told him what it was, dog, the truth. And I'm like, I do have a job, I got a family, and I'm trying to do right. And I told him everything, you know, what he needs to hear, the truth. And he said, you know what, I'm not going to give you bail, I'm going to let you out on GPS. So, that's what happened, bro.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
That's what happened. Oh, God. Let's open up the phone lines then.
Let's open the phone lines.
Here I said, and that's what happened, shit, baby. Need that free time.
I need that.
You already know. Salute to my
the Huda showed you a lot of love, huh, dog?
I mean, not a lot of love. So they took me in, no fucker.
Yeah.
But
it happens, baby. It happens.
Oh, shit.
There I'm goes the phone lines. Call in.
Well, it could have been worse, you feel me?
Call out your boy K9.
Hold on real quick. Let me fix this, guys.
Don't get the wrong number, fool.
Calling your real phone? Call K9's phone right now.
He's going to get the OnlyFans number.
Call in. You guys want to call in? Call in. I'm glad you out, bro.
Hell yeah. Shit, glad you're free, dog. Sometimes I was happy as fuck to see your call.
Nah, well, I needed that. I need that rest, bro.
Sometimes
you know?
We need a timeout.
How you feel, dog? You feel good?
I feel good. I'm ready to take over the world. I just want to do right for my family real quick and then just get back on being on top of the world,
that's
you know?
That's what it is, dog. We're taking over, dog.
There's a lot of shit, like, I want to do, bro, but we'll get into it later.
You're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
Yo, what's up, my boy?
What it do, baby?
Yo, what's up, bitch? I mean your homeboy.
What's cracking, my G?
Hey, what's up, my G? Hey, hey. Blessed. See another day. I'm glad that you're out, my boy.
Thank you.
You're looking healthy.
Thank you.
Hey, my boy, I, lucky I just, DM'd you the homeboy's, IG, that I was telling you about.
Okay, for sure. Good looking, dog. Hell yeah. I'm gonna tap in.
But, right, homie, you know, we're outside of, we run with you guys, homeboy.
That's right, my boy. Thank you. It's all love, my boy. You know, it's all love right here, dog. Oh, what the hell? Spence out, my boy.
That shit's loud.
Take that shit off, fool. It was good without that. Whatever
you want to do. You could hear it. We couldn't hear
it. Oh, you could hear it. My bad.
K's up.
Man, K's up, my boy. Thank you, fool, for your fucking kind words, my boy. I appreciate that.
Always.
Hell yeah. Love, my boy. I love, my boy.
Thank Gracias.
You. Gracias a ti, my boy.
Gracias,
okay. Yes, sir.
Whoa. What's good, K9, though? Shit, how you feeling, fool. My boy?
I feel great, fool.
Next call. Here we go, next caller.
Hello, hello. Scam likely?
With the audio? Naked gun. Can you hear us? You hear us?
Hello? Coming back. Hey, turn down your radio.
Turn down the TV.
Whatever you have on, turn it down.
Thank you for coming back.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hang up.
They couldn't hear you, big dog. You got to turn down your TV when you call in.
Yeah, you turn on your radio when you call in, bro.
Hello?
Yo.
What up?
What up, my boy? What's cracking?
Yo, glad you home, K9.
Thank you, my boy. Baby. Thank you, Hoodstock.
What's cracking, Drews? What up?
What's good?
All right. Shit, man. I'm just watching the podcast, man. I'm glad you guys are back together, dog.
Appreciate you showing support, big dog. All love, homie. You already know.
You already know. Love. Drink some water, dog. You looking crudo.
Gotcha.
Good times, baby. Good times. Yeah, yeah.
We're having a good time right here.
You stay up.
You too, stay my up. Boy. Stocks, yeah, baby. Good.
Gracias, baby. Hood stocks.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a nice phone call. Hey, you're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
When is Casey coming back?
What's that?
When is Casey coming back?
Hold on real quick. Let me fix this real quick. So, when's Casey coming back? Is that what he said?
That was the question.
Oh, they hanged up.
Oh, they just called in to hang up?
Those are scam likelies.
You're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
Hey, what the fuck is up, homie?
What San Diego the fuck? In the house. What's cracking? SD, what's cracking, my boy? Yeah, yeah.
Hey, homie.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, man, you're a good-ass homie, so it's Lucky, dog.
But thank you, my boy. Lucky. Yeah, fuck you, Lucky.
Hey, what's up with Casey, homie?
Man, I don't know, bro. He's probably making a quesadilla or something right now, I would think.
He's probably in his little tantanas watching.
Yeah, in his little Superman tantanas.
All right, fool. All right, Perito. Shout out to
Drew,
dog.
For sure. Shout out to you, bro. Thank you for calling in.
All right, Landato.
Yes, sir.
Hold on real quick. Let me look at this. Okay. I see the text messages.
Look, he got that Rick and Morty's kicking.
Hell yeah, real she's good fire right up. Now. Shit.
Shout out to what's this cookie brand? Who's the cookie brand, big dog?
Your Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
Hello. Bueno.
You're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
Hey, what up, fellas? Shout out to everybody on the cast, man. Shout out to K9, Lucky, Droops. Shout out to all you fellas, man. Hey, yeah. Y'all get me through some rough times, bro. You know what I mean? Y'all, like, I be going through some shit sometimes. And when you guys are right there, bro, you guys just make everything better for me, bro.
My boy, we're all humans. We're all humans, my boy. You know, we here for you, dog. You know, you can tap in with us, whatever, dog. We here for you, dog.
Yeah, that's what's up. I just wanted to call in, bro, and let you guys know that fucking I'm supporting you guys all the way, bro.
Thank you.
Nice to see all you guys together. Nice to see all you guys together too.
Thank you, my boy.
Absolutely.
All right, bye, fellas.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
Phone calls coming in. And they ain't lying about them Rick and Morty's. Rick and Morty's hit me. Right. Let's go. You're on Hood Stocks.
What's going
talk
on,
to us.
My boy?
What up, G?
It's Lefty from Podcast.
What up, Lefty?
Much love to the podcast. I'm glad the Solid Crew's back. That's what
yes.
we needed.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? But I got a serious question for the Camarada Canine.
What's good, my boy?
Canine, yes, with you being in the county for, you know, a couple weeks, did you finally perfect that man Weechi?
My boy, it's been perfected, dog. I don't know what the fuck, dog. You know what? It got sloppy on me that day, dog. It got sloppy. I didn't take out the water in time, fool. You know, but
you got camera shy, my boy. You got
players fucked up. Players fucked up. You know?
You know, once is a fuck up. Once is a lot on anybody. Twice, you got to get on there. Twice on point, someone.
Nah, the next time I got to sound off when I'm done. You know.
That's right, my
yes,
boy.
Sir.
Much love, fucker.
Much love, my boy.
All right, dog. Stay
yes,
on.
Yes, sir.
Man.
You too.
Good. Yeah. Hey, thank you, brother. Let's go to the next phone call. You're a host, Stock
no,
Talk to us.
Con mi cucu. No, te metas con mi cucu.
¿Qué onda, cucu?
No, te metas con mi cucu. Hello.
What it do?
Hola.
Hola.
Next phone caller, dog. You a little bitch, dog. Don't be a little shit, gay shit, dog. You're on host, Stock Talk to us.
Hey, yo, what's up, homeboy?
Yo, what it do? What it do? What's cracking?
Salute.
Yo, what's up? Hey, I just wanted to call you back, let you know, hey, homie, I was saying it's the Armenian homie, huh?
Okay.
Armenian part.
That's right, dog. I'm fucking, what's up, Ape? What it do?
That's right.
I love you.
No.
Gracias. That's why I knew who you were, dog. That's what's up.
That's right,
Ape. Hell yeah, shit. I'm not Ape. I might look like an Ape because of the nose on me, but you know, I got love for my Ape for you.
Salute.
It's all love, G. You feel me? Just tap in, dog. You know, I'm right here, dog, ready to work. You know, all
day. Tell Lucky to get back at me at the DM about that MMA fighter.
Okay. Yeah, he heard you.
Heard you, dog.
Gracias, Apple.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're out, my boy.
Gracias, my boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight, eh? No.
Hey, you're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
Hey, homie, you put banger wool.
What it do, homie? Yeah, Cam Gang. What's cracking, fool?
Oh, cool, homie. Hey, you're free, dog. Hell yeah.
Yeah, fool, you know, dog. It feels good, dog.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I can taste the air.
Much love, brother.
Shit.
Much love, brother. Stay free, dog, all
right? Hell yeah.
All right, lucky. Stay on, homie.
Man, fool, you fucking know you now.
I love you, Petty.
I love you too, my boy.
You're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
Big love.
Man.
Hey, it's me again, bro, but this time I'm not naked. I finished shaving my head.
What's up, fool?
Yeah. What's cracking, my boy? Where it do?
Still waiting on my fucking stickers, bro. You said you're going to meet me and you liked me.
I owe you stickers, fool? Canine?
No, lucky.
Man, fool, that was a liar, fool. I'm trying to tell you, fool. Shit. Motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, with Jews, don't ever trust a Jew, dog.
Fucking Jew bastard.
I know, you ain't lying,
though. Hey, Jew better believe it.
Jew better believe it.
Jew better believe it.
Next phone call, dog. You're on Hood Stocks. Talk to us.
No, te metas con mi cucu.
Vete la verga.
No, te metas con mi cucu.
Man,
okay,
fuck you.
Lucky. Lucky.
He's gonna fire
y'all
again.
Next phone call.
Yo,
let's
get it.
Let's
get
it.
Yo.
What it do? What's up?
Yo, Lucky.
Go ahead, bro. I'm listening.
Hey, fuck you, Lucky. Much love, my boy.
I love you too, baby. Thank you for the love, dog.
That's right. Man,
real shit.
Let him know.
Hey, man, shout outs from Pomona, bro.
That's right. Hey, P-Town.
Fucking K-9, man. Nice to have you back, K-9.
Gracias, my boy. Hell yeah. It's good to be back.
Hell yeah. Keep that head up, my boy. Don't even trip. Hey, life gives us a bunch of struggles, homie, but you got to keep pushing, dog.
Life's a risk, carnal.
Hell yeah, homie. But hey, homie, keep pushing forward, though, my boy. Don't even trip. You're gonna get your family back, dog.
Hell yeah, thank you. Hell yeah, I know that. You know, ya sé de rogar.
No, hey, homie, llévale flores, carnal.
Ya sé, güey, ya sé lo que está haciendo, güey. Ya merito.
Unas flores, llámonos recio.
Ahí, es todo.
Ya está, my boy. Saludos con Pomona, dog.
Igualmente, saludos, Big P-Town, dog. Yeah,
homie. That's right, my boy. Hey, shout out to the homie from B4Dub, TCK.
Oh, that shout out to the homies. You heard them. Next caller.
Oh shit. Hey, your hood socks out to us. Put on the full thing, bro.
Yo, what's up, Big Look?
What it do? What's up, bass
shit? Shit, you already know, man. From east side, I have a call for another home from the east side. You know
what's
man?
Up, east side? What's up, homie? What part of the east side are you from?
Shit, yeah, see, you're Colton, my boy. You
oh, that's right.
What's
east
up.
Side Colton. Whoa, that's right. Oh,
hey,
shit.
He was up canine, man. Damn. You know what I mean?
Good looking, my boy. Hell yeah. Then we having a good time over here. Shit.
Oh, damn.
Epic night. Epic night. It's epic, my boy. Man. Hey, I love my boys from Colton.
Come look, you wake his ass up.
Liviánate, güey. Dice, liviane.
Hey, bitch, canine.
Hey, too bad I can't wake that fool up anymore. Shit.
Yeah, boy.
Glad you're my boy. Gracias.
Hood socks, baby. You already know.
You're on hood socks. Talk to us.
Hey, K-9.
Yes, sir. What's up, perro?
Is my boy lucky not enough for some caldito?
I don't know, fool. He's on some Suboxone right now, fool. Shit.
Ricky Morty.
Hit that end button, dog. Shit. My boy not that completely, dog.
Nah, he's good. He's straight. Fool. You know, he's straight. He's fucking all right, fucking all right. Morty just got to him a little bit.
Man,
all right. That's right, Perito. Yeah.
Next phone caller, dog.
Park gang.
Hey,
all I want to know is where do I get my hood stock chain at?
Your hood stock chain, my boy. Damn, you got to earn that, my boy. Fool, you know?
Nah, I had to call back. Hey, I see my boy Max. He's having a feed, man.
He's
trying.
Having a good time. Hey, that's, he's taking another shot right now. God damn it. That's it. You're done, Papa.
Fucking shit, dog.
Come on, Pop. Hey, you know, I don't want to end it, but we might have to end it early. I love you all. Hey, I love you all. Thank you for tapping in, dog. This is Hood Stocks. We back, baby. We gonna bring the numbers up. We gonna do this shit. And if you fools wanna sponsor, tap in. I wanna do modeling. Hit me up if you need a model. Tap in, my boy. This is Hood.